Good morning. Welcome to everyone, especially to our online guests this morning. We are still under COVID-19, so remember to wash your hands frequently. Take mega doses of vitamin C. And if you have any symptoms, to seek medical care early. We're still dealing with these issues, especially in Incheon, so please keep praying for each other. Reach out to others in love and as a testimony. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, this is a tough time. We need wisdom. We need grace. We need Holy Spirit power to preach and to teach. Deacon Kim to translate. Thank you, Lord, for him and Deacon Song as they put these Sunday home services together. We pray that they would be a blessing to folks as they listen to the Word of God and even as they read off of the PDF file that they can download. Give us grace. Give us Holy Spirit power. We ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know if you've noticed this yet or not, but I encourage you to take some time to watch our senior pastor, Han Cha, preach on YouTube at Charity Baptist Church. We've got a picture here of a sermon he preached, and it's already up to over 90,000 views. If you've not seen this important sermon yet, please check it out and pray. Pass a link on to your friends so you can support the evangelistic efforts of our pastor. We're experiencing a time in our lives where little things can wear you down. For example, how many people here enjoy having your temperature taken and signing in at every office or every shop that you go to while wearing your face mask all day? That's certainly a lot of fun, isn't it? I don't think so. So, pray for each other. Search for ways to be a blessing to each other. And do what God calls you to do. Now, last Sunday, we preached a sermon on Elijah. Elijah, are you weary? That was after the Mount Carmel experience when Jezebel had threatened Elijah's life. So we go backwards in time a little bit today to the beginning of the account of Elijah in Scripture. Let's discuss some context. God raised up Elijah as a prophet at a very critical time in Israel's history. Jezebel, an idolatrous Zidonian priestess, who is now queen, had led her husband King Ahab and the kingdom of Israel, which was God's chosen people, into Baal worship. Baal was a Phoenician god, an idol. Baal worship and the worship of the groves, which some people call totem poles, usually involved drinking strong drink and performing wicked, licentious practices in annual fertility rites and festivals. Some Bible dictionaries list Baal as the son of Dagon, which was a Philistine fish god, a Philistine idol. So as we enter this chapter in 1 Kings chapter 17, Israel was worshiping idols. There are only around 7,000 worshipers of the one true God left in Israel. Now we know that our God is a jealous God. We will see how God uses Elijah at this time in Israel's history. We know that God created the heaven and the earth, and he controls these elements. So here comes the prophet Elijah with God on his side. We start reading the scripture at 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse number 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, behold, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Elijah the Tishbite, he seems to appear in Scripture coming right out of nowhere. Tishbite means that he comes from the village or the town of Tishbe, which is a city in Gilead. It's on the east side of the Jordan. The Bible doesn't say exactly where this conversation between the prophet Elijah and King Ahab happened. But we can easily imagine that it was a royal setting, probably the Northern Kingdom palace at Jezreel. Elijah tells King Ahab it's not going to rain. That's because the Lord God of Israel liveth, and also because Elijah is standing with God. Verse 2, And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, The Lord spoke to Elijah. Well, how does God speak to us today? This is a good place for an IABC training tip called Jot It Down or Write It Down. How would you say that if you're putting it into your smartphone? I guess you would digit it down. What do you do when God's word comes to you? Well, missionary, it rarely comes. It never comes. Okay, my question is, are you saved? Are you baptized? Do you pray, read your Bible, go to church, tithe, and witness? Is your heart right with God? Is there any unconfessed sin? If you are saved and you're doing right, when God's word comes, it'll come through reading the Bible, through praying, or through listening to a sermon, or being faithful at church. When God's word comes, write it down. Jot down the thought, the question, or the curiosity. Mark it next to your Bible, or put some type of annotation of the chapter and the verse. And when you have time, reread that passage. The Holy Spirit's trying to show you something from the Word of God. Look up the word definitions. You see myself do that along with Brother Kim as he's translating. Many times I use the Bible program eSword. I go to Strong's Concordance and we explain what that particular word means so we can understand the Bible as defined by the Bible words. Make an outline, usually 3 points a good idea, showing what the Bible says. Use a Bible dictionary if you need to get context on the time, the scene, the passage, etc., and develop your own message. Organize it, clarify it, rehearse it. You never know when you're going to be asked to give a testimony. If you're a man and you're saved and you're baptized at IEBC, Pastor Chalk could ask you any time to stand up and give a short testimony. Now, you can make an excuse and say, oh, I could never do that, but you're making it to God because I know you can. And actually, you should. Perhaps your wife, perhaps your family needs to hear you give a testimony. By the way, some of you men have been sitting under good preaching for several years. There's no reason why you can't jot down some notes and give a devotion, a Sunday school lesson, or even preach a sermon. Yes, you can do it. I mentioned I use the computer program eSort a lot. I copy out King James Version and Korean King James Version verses from the Keep Bible website. There's a picture here on the PDF. I use some of its features. I'm still learning some of the others. But this saves our IEBC translators time. They don't have to type or copy and paste Korean verses into the sermon. It's already there. Now, if needed, I can manually use the concordance. This takes more time, but it works, regardless of whether you have electricity or not. Earlier this year, I bought a Hebrew-Korean and a Greek-Korean concordance, and they've been good investments, and I can use them if I want to see if the Korean word that is used in a verse, what the synonyms are for it, so I can understand and put it in context. I also use Unger's Bible Dictionary. Here's also a copy of a columnar Korean King James Version side-by-side presentation of the Word of God. So that was just a small vignette on how to jot things down to prepare and rightly divide a message. I've asked Senior Pastor Chaw to start asking the men of the church to do just that. Now, Deacon Kim, obviously I'm off the notes. I think our deacons could do that. I think if a man is saved and he's baptized and he's been sitting under preaching, he should develop his talent in doing this because, you know, with COVID-19 or different government restrictions, we could be in situations where these men need to lead their own family in a devotion, or these men need to lead a small group. It's not impossible. God may ask you to do that. It may come down to you, so you might as well start practicing now while you've got a missionary here to help you and mentor you. And Dr. Chaw, you really should ask your men to do that. You need to develop your men. Your missionary will not be here forever. Back to the scripture. God tells Elijah, do not delay. Go to the brook Cherith and hide. Go now, Elijah. We've got a map there. You see Samaria. That's in northern Israel, the kingdom of northern Israel, north of the kingdom of Judah. If you go down to the east to the Jordan River, which runs north-south, and you continue up as you go east, you'll get to the town of Tishbe and where the brook Cherith. Here, they say brook Cherith. Verse 4, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I've commanded the ravens to feed thee there. God has already planned and provided for Elijah with food and water. The food will arrive by raven delivery service. Gamagui beda. Some of you folks like to have your food delivered right to your apartment here in the Incheon Songdo area. How would you like it if it was delivered by ravens? Imagine, now Deacon Kim, I'm giving a verbal illustration. I'm painting a picture with words. You need to explain this to the people. Here you are. The doorbell rings. Well, actually, you simply hear something pecking on the door and a raven calling. Ha! Ha! The raven flaps his wings as a goodbye gesture, and then he delivers a sack of comfort food that you ordered. Maybe you ordered some chicken, or you ordered some kimbap, or you ordered some Chinese food. God commanded the ravens. Now, I need to say that animals, fish, birds, they all obey God. They're all created beings. Unlike humans. You know, humans don't always obey. Humans rebel. God commanded the lions to keep their mouths shut and not eat Daniel. God commanded the great fish to swallow Jonah. And here, God commanded ravens. Did you know that God Almighty talks to fish? Well, how do you know that? We told the great fish to swallow Jonah. God commanded the ravens. Nega kamangui durege myungrung hayo kogiso nalu magike hayot nunira hashinira. I wonder, was the bread and the flesh airdropped? Or did they land on the ground and leave it? Or did they put it in his hand? Obviously, we don't know exactly how the ravens did that. I think, now remember, think means I really don't know. But I think, I suppose, I reckon that the ravens helped amuse Elijah. It's just a thought. I'm down in the end notes, Deacon Kim. You need to warn the people ahead that I'm making a joke here. Yet nale resode. Did you ever play catch with a ball with your son or your daughter when they were younger? Now remember, Deacon Kim, you need to warn them that I'm really trying to be funny here. Perhaps you need to tell them to politely laugh when I get done. I wonder, did the ravens play catch with Elijah? Can you visualize this? Can you visualize the ravens flying by Elijah and getting his attention and then pulling up and rolling inverted and then dropping the bread to him, and he's running to catch it just like what's the baseball team's last name of Bears? Is that the OB Bears, or you, some of you men or women like baseball? But I'm making a point. Did the ravens drop the food to Elijah, or did they just come and bring it and politely put it on his plate? Oh, we don't know. And you say, Mishnah, your imagination, it's crazy. If you don't know this, there's some links in the sermon that tell some stories about ravens. They're actually very human. Humorous. Humorous. Okay, Deacon Kim, remind the people, this was my attempt to try to be funny. Now, ravens are birds that are dark, black colored. Some folks call that color a musty color. And ravens are very mischievous. Can you pronounce that word? This is an English pronunciation drill. Mischievous. Mischievous. Mischievous, not mischievous. That's what I thought it was, but I learned something as I developed my own sermon. Mischievous. Ravens are scavengers. That means that they eat what is left that's dead on the road. How would you handle this situation? Now, at the Cherith Hyde location, water was available from a running brook. Brother Kim, I'm in the notes again. If you watch a line of ravens, let's say there's several in a line side by side, one raven will very quietly and very subtly back up and go over and bite another raven or pull on its tail feathers and then quickly get back in line and turn his head away and act like he didn't do anything. Can you visualize that? It's true. Do you have a game in Korea that's called tag? You're it. You touch or tag someone on the shoulder, and then they are it. Then they start chasing the other kids because they want to tag them so they can be it. Ravens do that. They are very mischievous. Verse 5, so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Elijah obeyed God. You'll never go wrong obeying the word of God. Elijah has just entered and begun the Israeli Prophet Survival School at the Brook Cherith Desert Training Center near the Jordan River. I wonder, how many bars of internet service did Elijah have there? How many channels did Elijah have on Cherith TV? Would you be able to handle a situation like this? What if God called you to Cherith? What did it sound like out there at Cherith? Was it really quiet? You know, the desert has its own sounds, especially when you're stationary and you're hiding and you're not making any noise, and especially after nautical twilight or after sunset. The desert really comes around because birds and animals and insects move at night. They move at day too, but my point is the desert can actually be pretty noisy if it doesn't hear a human walking around. Verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. The ravens deliver bread and flesh to Elijah twice a day. I wonder, was the meat cooked? I don't know. If not, Elijah might have had to construct a survival fire. Could you do that? Now, this was obviously a miracle, and we've got a list of miracles here that God wrought with Elijah. Remember, Elijah just went to King Ahab, and he said, it's not going to rain in Israel for 3.5 years. That means there's going to be a famine. And right here, Elijah's fed twice a day by ravens with bread and flesh. In the interest of time, I won't list the others, but you can read them there. And you can read ahead in your Bibles. You see what God does with Elijah. Verse 7, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. After a while, Elijah was there for a while. Then the brook dried up. You know, you can't be without water for very long. In fact, I'm going to take a drink of water right now. Sometimes I do that during church. You can hear the ice in my little aluminum container. Oh, that was good water. You can't be without water for very long. Did Elijah panic? Does God know our circumstances? Does God know the stress that we are under? Does God know how much water is left? Well, the answer to those three questions is yes, of course he does. No, Elijah did not panic. He waited on a message or a vector from God. Verse 8. The word of the Lord came unto him saying, now God gives Elijah another vector. Verse 9. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Zarephath, the word means refinement. You refine gold, you refine silver. Zarephath belongeth to Zidon. Zidon is north of Israel along the Mediterranean Sea. By the way, Zidon's where Queen Jezebel came from. So, Elijah is moving from a place of hiding, the brook Cherith, which is east of Jordan. That's Elijah's hometown region. And he's going to move to a place of refinement that's in Zarephath, in Zidon, which is north of Israel. And we'll teach about that in the next sermon. So let's look at our outline. Elijah at the brook Cherith. Number one, God spoke. Elijah was a prophet from Gilead, which is east of Jordan. He gave King Ahab a direct message from God. There'll be no dew, no rain in Israel until I, the prophet Elijah, say so. And we know that'll be at God's command. Well, that takes boldness. Well, God spoke to Elijah again after he delivered that special message. You know, God knows our every situation and needs. Get thee hence. You're going on temporary duty. You're going TDY, Elijah. Head east. Hide by the brook Cherith, that's before Jordan. The brook Cherith is on the east of the Jordan River. It's about 10 miles north of the city of Jericho. You'll have water there at the brook. I'll have ravens feed you. God gave a specific order. Remember the seven generals? Who, what, when, where, how, why, so what? Who, Elijah? What? Go hide. When? Now. And you stay there until I tell you different. Where? The brook Cherith. How? On your feet. Why? Because God said so. So what? I'll bless you if you obey me. There's water and food and safety there. Okay, point number two. Elijah obeyed. So he went. And he did according unto the word of the Lord. Specifically, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that's before Jordan. You know, God will bless obedience to his word. Whether you are 12 years old or 66 years old. Point three, it came to pass. The ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. Well, it's time for some review questions. Gentlemen, you know, normally when we meet at IBC, our senior pastor, Chaw, gives us several review questions. Kimal Siham. At the end of the sermon. So I'm going to give you a few questions here. I'll pause just a little bit before I give you the answer. All right, let's talk about ravens. What do ravens look like? What color are ravens? Ravens are a dark, a musty, or a black color. Question two. What kind of bird are ravens? They're scavengers. But also, do you remember the word that we pronounced several times? Ravens are also very mischievous. Question three. What does mischievous mean? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, mischievous means some people would say cute, but others would say tricky or devious. Some would say comical, others would say dramatic. I reckon that God picked these ravens to amuse Elijah because it was lonely. How many times a day did the ravens deliver flesh and bread to Elijah? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's right, twice a day. Next question. Do you reckon that Elijah ever got lonely? I think so, and we haven't covered it yet. Well, actually, we did. Last week, Elijah, Are You Weary? It was in the notes, though we've not preached on it yet. If you want to find the answer, go to 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 10 to 14. You know, obeying God, sometimes it can be lonely. Back to the message. It came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Have you ever drank water from a brook or a stream? Have you ever had to dig down and get water from a dry place? You know, the deeper you go, the muddier the water is, so it's going to take some effort to strain it. I don't know if I'm off the notes. Did he boil the water? I probably would today if I got water out of a stream. You know, God is not bound by time. God uses time. God was giving King Ahab and Israel space to repent. You know, during the controversy, I'm in the notes, I recommend you find the biblical high ground. That's sometimes called the moral high ground. Or find what the Word of God says and dig in. In other words, you stay right there where God's word says, and don't let people try to convince you to lie, cheat, or steal, or cover up, or to do wrong. Dig in, rest on God's promises, and then you let God handle it. It was dry in Israel for 3 years and 6 months. I wonder, in your memory, how long has your hometown ever went without water? Personally, how long have you ever went without water? Sometimes we have to wait on God. Psalm 27 and verse number 14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart." Chulu baramyo kuge yongilu nechiada krihamyan kubun gesa ne marmu konghage hashirira nega mahaloni chulu barochi oda. I have to practice my Korean. Thank you for being patient. What's the application? When the Lord speaks to us from His Word, we need to listen and obey. You know, obedience in big things starts with obedience in small things. We need to hear the Word of God and obey it. Think about your place in God's big picture. Why does God have you where He has you? Men, what biblical leadership role are you providing? At home as a father or as a husband? At IABC as a pastor or a deacon or a teacher or a helper? At your workplace? In your community. You know, God has Elijah between a rock and a hard place. Between Israel, who's worshiping idols, and God. You've got a contest that's brewing. You got King Ahab and Queen Jezebel and 850 idolatrous priests. They were priest of Baal and priest of the groves. God desires Elijah to be faithful while he's hiding, while he's waiting on the drought and the famine to work. We come to our invitation, three questions. Are you saved? Are you born again from above? If you died today, are you 100% sure that you will go to heaven? There's a gospel tract in this sermon PDF. You can read how to be saved. You can go to the IB website and see how to be saved. You can call us on the telephone. You can email. You can talk. We don't want anybody to go to hell. We want you to be saved. Second question, have you been baptized by immersion since salvation? In a church of like faith and practice. If you've not yet been baptized, Pastor Charles, our pastor, he preaches, he teaches, he administers the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper, and he leads the church. You talk to him, and he can talk to you about scriptural baptism. Are you ready to meet God? Question three, is there any unconfessed sin that you need to tell God about? Is there something you've been hiding from your family or your church or your God? Do you need to confess it to God? If you need to come to your altar on your knees and pray and ask the Lord to help you, this time is for you. I'm going to pray to close the message. Lord Jesus, I ask you to bless . Sometimes you put us in a hard place. You put us in a place where we have to stand for you. That puts us in a position where the people you're trying to deal with, they don't want to obey the Word of God, or they've made a mistake. They don't want anybody to know, or they don't want to get caught, or they don't want to confess. That's your job. So I'm asking you, if that's the case, that you convict people of sin. But also, I'm asking myself, I'm encouraging the folks here, pray for each other, confess your own sin, be honest with God. Lord, we ask you to bless this message. We continue in a series on Elijah while we're in this COVID situation. Help everybody. Give them grace. Give them Holy Spirit power to do right. We ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us for our home worship service via the internet at the IABC webpage. This is the end of the message.